How do you help agencies find their niche?
Yeah, we call it positioning, right? Because within, it's just market positioning is what it comes down to, right? So in within that, there's a bunch of different ways that you can quote unquote niche. Like niche is one of the facets, in my opinion, pillars of positioning, right? Because there's also like vertical specific, there's ICP specific, like attorneys. And then when it starts to get really lethal too, is when you niche into a niche. Right. So I have a friend, his name's Chris Dry. I think he's actually been on the show. He only does PI attorneys and they're going to do 20 million revenue this year after a couple of years. They crush it. And only PI attorneys and only SEO too. He just added on paid search, mind you. And he refuses leads from any other attorney vertical because he knows also that PI is obviously the most money. And he's just got that vertical and niche just completely dialed in. So within the blueprint, this is actually a big part, like a big core part of one of our pillars that we coach on, which is really drilling into what's a good fit to be your position, right? Because a lot of people, they go into Facebook groups and they see like, oh, the riches and the niches. And they just pick something off, you know, pick something out of the hat. Like, oh, we're with contractors, but they have no experience with contractors. They don't know the industry. They don't know how they talk. They don't know what they care about. So we have this positioning workbook that we put people through that drills into what do you have experience with? What do you enjoy doing? What do you have connections in, right? And then we've also got they pick a couple of them. And then we have a very simple analysis framework to just kind of validate if that positioning is good. Like, is there purchasing power? Can you drill into a single ICP? Because again, with marketing and acquisition, if you can't talk to one type of avatar, if you will, marketing gets very difficult, right? And especially with how we coach and teach in the blueprint for beginner agencies, outbound is a big part of that, right? And that is all about understanding who's on the other end, building a list of 10 of those people that you know without a shadow of a doubt in your mind that you can help and you can make more money if you're given the right opportunity. That's how we approach that type of thing, right? So there's other parts to kind of validating the market too, purchasing power. And if you're doing one of the things that we layer on that too is just kind of putting yourself in the shoes of the customer. How, like, for example, if I get into a car accident, how do I find an attorney? Right? Well, I could ask for referrals. I go to Google. I look on sites like Avvo. So all these things kind of figure into the next part about it, which is offer design, right? So you select your positioning, you validate it, you go through this little process with us, and then we help you to put together an offer, which is how do we build a promise to these people that drills into what they actually care about? And this is another thing that agencies struggle with is they think that SEO or Facebook ads is an offer. It's not, it's a service. Like, people don't want Facebook ads. They want the result of what you're doing with that, right? So we go through this whole offer design process to help them understand what is it that this business needs and wants? What are their fears? What are their anxieties? What keeps them up at night? And how do we craft something that maps directly to that? And then we go into like service design off the back of that too. So for example, for us with attorneys, we do blended search approach. We don't just do SEO because they care about speed too, right? So we do that kind of map for us to do a whole search engine takeover approach with all four ad types, local ads, paid search ads, all the ad types, and then all the organic types as well. So that's kind of like our core service. And then we productize that after that. And then once you get through that process, through that systems, processes, documentation, just a lot of legwork. The final part that we're now adding on, which is a little bit more advanced, is this concept of designing a thesis for your agency, right? What is your unique, I don't want to call it a unique selling proposition, but it's kind of similar, right? But this is really what you base all your marketing off of, right? So again, for example, at the Blueprint Training, our core thesis is that running your agency the way that you're running it, it's a tremendous waste of your bandwidth, right? You should be productized. So this whole concept in this whole thesis of productization, which then lends to all these different topics that we can talk about through marketing and really drilling into pain points. And then at our agency, Webris, our SEO agency or attorney focused marketing agency, our core thesis there is that if you like SEO and search engine marketing, it's still the best way for you to get customers, right? Because you're too busy to do social media marketing. You're too, Facebook ads is just not a good way to, like, people aren't on Facebook to find an attorney, right? It's a point of interest, a point of search. So that's kind of built into our core thesis. And then off the back of that, it then taps into the vein of, well, all these other agencies are pitching it to you wrong because they're pitching you a single service. When in fact, if you're just doing SEO, you're only showing up for like 20% of the SERPs because there's local listings, there's ads, there's people also ask. So we have this thesis of you have to take over the whole search engine, right? To really have the opportunity to then tie into what they care about, which is you don't care about leads, you don't care about traffic, you don't care about rankings. You care about getting the right phone calls. So it's kind of like an alligator waiting for his food. You kind of got to just be waiting there with your mouth open. You're missing that case because your competitor who's bidding on those local search ads. You're missing that case because that other attorney has more reviews than you in the local search pack, right? So we kind of package this all into a thesis, which then ties into a pitch that they can't really say no to aside from pricing, right? Aside from cost. But then again, we've got this, actually built a tool. We give it away in the Blueprint Training. We call it the traffic projection tool, the lead projection tool, where we're actually able to show them based on search data, based on paid search data, how much money that they could be making if they're paying with us, right? So we charge anywhere between $10,000 and $30,000 a month for these attorneys. It's a lot of money. It's a big investment. You can't just go out and pitch that if you're not able to then show that against, tie that to expected results, right? So it's a key part of what we do too, which is putting together analysis that shows them, hey, if you're going to spend this, you can expect to make XYZ over this time period. So that's kind of, we've kind of thought through this whole process of from all the way at the beginning, from positioning to all the way at the end to closing these clients. And it's consistent, it's congruent. It's another big thing that I work with agencies with is this concept of thesis and messaging and consistency and congruency. You know, sometimes you just see a brand or a consultant or an agency and it just, you see it and you're like, damn, that's pretty. Just everything that they have is just smooth. It's just their messaging, their offer, their website, everything just clicks. That's what we try and give people. That's a feeling that we want to give the clients that we work with at The Blueprint, is that feeling of almost like a breath of relief that like everything's in place now, you know, like everything you need is here. This is, it doesn't, and this is why I say, I take a step back and say too, like, it doesn't really matter about the service that you're doing, right? It matters about getting results for that other person and then just figuring out what you need to do, because there's no new services out there. There's no new platforms. Maybe TikTok is an emerging one, but for the most part, you know, unless you're in the e-com space, you don't have to learn to master that. You can learn everything pretty easily. Like, don't come to the Blueprint training if you want to learn how to do SEO, because you can learn that on YouTube for free, right? You know, but what we're going to teach you how to do is put together, is how to run your business that's sustainable, that is repeatable for the future, to give you that staying power in the market, right? Not how to just rip cash off the top, but how to build an agency for the next 10 years and how to adapt with when AI comes. It's coming and it's going to devastate a lot of companies, right? But if your business isn't tied up in just a service that you do for people, it's more tied up in solving a problem that you can then adapt and change very quickly and very easily. When again, you can't do that until you zoom out and see the whole playing field.